إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, the آيات which Sheikh Hasim recited in the Salah, the last part of Surah An-Naba, especially the last ayat, reminds me and you of the importance of time, of the importance of time with respect to our actions. It reminds us of the fact that not everything is possible to do all the time. There is a window of opportunity, and if we don't take advantage of this window of opportunity, then it will go. And once it is gone, then no matter how much you regret, it does not come back. That's why the last ayah, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The one who denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, I wish I was dust. He does not even say, I wish Allah will forgive me. Because he knows that even that opportunity is gone. So today, as we are here, the biggest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah has given us is this life, is the fact that we are alive. And alhamdulillah, on top of that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life in a state of aman. Whereas we have our brothers and sisters in different countries who are alive, but who are not in a state of aman. They are not in a state of peace. They are harassed and there are all kinds of difficulties. Alhamdulillah, Allah has kept us safe from that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life in a state of health. Alhamdulillah, we are not sick. And you have to, when you fall sick, you realize the value of health. Allah has given us health, alhamdulillah, we are walking, talking, we are able to go to the masjid, we are able to make salah, we are able to do things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. He has given us wealth. Alhamdulillah, I am not saying we are billionaires, but alhamdulillah, we are also not on the street. We have enough to be comfortable, we have enough to give in charity, we have enough to give zakat, we have enough inshallah to give more than zakat. So Allah has given us all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us time, has given us some leisure, you know, we have got some free time. It's not as if we are continuously 24/7 standing in a 7-Eleven shop in Manhattan or something, you know, working through the night, standing and selling all kinds of haram stuff. No, you, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us izzah, Allah, what we study, what we work, alhamdulillah, after that there is some free time. We must seriously ask ourselves, and I ask myself this question, and say, what am I doing with all this? What am I doing with my free time, with the fact that I am living in a state of peace and harmony, with the fact that I have some money, with the fact that I am healthy? What am I doing with this? These are assets, and these are assets which we got free. We did not pay for the time, we did not pay for our health, we did not pay to live in peace. We got this free. Allah gave them to us. This is the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this gift of Allah, how are we using this? Because a day will come when we have to face death. And at that time, to ask for 1 second more is not possible. All of these windows will close. All the windows will close. And then the window of the Akhirah will open. And that's why it's very important for us to ask ourselves this question on a daily basis. What am I doing with the assets which I have? This dunya, this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us in order to earn the Akhirah. With this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some things. And those are not in our control, but Allah gave them to us. But in the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it into the hands of the people to write their own destiny in the Akhirah. You want Jannah, write Jannah for yourself. You want Jahannam, write Jahannam for yourself. Whatever you want. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Free. Anybody can write for himself. I want Jannatul Firdaus ul A'la. Alhamdulillah. He will get it. Provided he pays the value for this. And vice versa. This has been given into our hands. As long as we are alive, we can write for ourselves our own qadr, our own destiny in the akhirah. Allah has given this freedom to us. And he showed us also how to do it. How do I write Jannatul Firdaus ul A'la? By first of all having iman. And then by doing the right things. Amalu Saleh. It's not in the, there's no mystery, there is no secret. You don't have to go to some, you know, in the middle of the forest somewhere in the cave and ask the secret from this wise man. No. Allah has given open in the Kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given this very clearly. And then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to teach this book and to demonstrate. Now after that, if somebody claims that, oh see, I did not know, this is not acceptable. This message has come to us and therefore we must take stock and say before that time comes, and Allah alam, we do not know when it will come. We know definitely that it will come, but we have no idea when it will come. When that time comes, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last day of our lives the best day of our lives, because that will be the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. And if we want that, we have to work for this. The famous hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a man came and said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that I should be your companion in Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will make the dua, but you help me with your amal. The Nabi is saying, help me with your amal. Imagine the dua of the Nabi, he needs help. What is the meaning of what is he trying to teach people? He's trying to teach people that don't imagine that you can do whatever you want and then you go ask the Nabi or ask somebody, make dua for me, Shaykh. No, there's no dua from Shaykh. You make your amal. Alhamdulillah, all the dua will work provided the amal are there to support this dua. A person cannot be without iman and say, make dua, I should be in Jannah. You can make dua, but Allah alam, where he will be. So that is why it is very important for us to take stock of our lives and say very clearly, what am I doing? What is the result of what I am doing? And in this world, while we have this life, Allah has given us the opportunity to do whatever we like, to undo whatever we like. This the issue of tawbah. Is a ni'mah that we cannot even calculate. That with one tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all the sins and he will convert them into good deeds. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while we have life, we have this opportunity to change our lives, completely rewrite. Whatever age, maybe I lived for 100 years and I did 100 years of sin. But one day, 1 hour, 1 minute before I die, I can make tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, because this is His promise. He promised this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins. But issue is, the slave must accept, and the slave must make amends, and the slave must make tawbah. And therefore, I remind myself and you, let us take stock of our lives and see where we are going before it is too late. And let us make tawbah and let us return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make istighfar, ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, it will be in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will be pleased with us, where He would have forgiven us, and where inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shade of His arsh. And we ask him for the company of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask him for his Jannah, Firdausul A'la. And we ask him to keep all of us together there, inshaAllah. With our families, with all those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.